Patriotism and Hollywood is our topic for this particular portion of Vocal Point. I'm Jerry Newcomb, and our guest is Ted Baer, who is, in a sense, a very real sense, a missionary to Hollywood. He is the longtime publisher of the magazine and also online publications called Movie Guide, and he's also written many books. This is Vocal Point. I'm Jerry Newcomb. And Ted, it's great to have you on the program. Thank you so much for joining us again.
Well, it's always great to be with you. In fact, that's why I say it. I just like you, and I like your family. So it's great to be with you.
Oh, okay, well, thank you. So, Ted, when it comes to patriotism in Hollywood, it does seem as if in the old days, movies, you know, were definitely pro-American and so forth. But in the last decade or two, it doesn't seem like that anymore. In fact, sometimes it seems like there's a more of an anti-American message that comes out of Hollywood. Maybe I'm wrong, but what are your thoughts on that?
Well, my thoughts on that is that we've got a press, news media, that's extremely not just woke, but Marxist. And it's always, you know, pounding out about how important it is. For instance, this weekend, a movie came out that sort of bashed Ronald Reagan called Suicide Squad. That was one of the scenes at the end, is the guy who's the bad guy meeting with Ronald Reagan, you know, courtesy of CGI and all that stuff. But the movie bombed. So today, after they say all these critics gave it good reviews, the people who went to see it gave it bad reviews, you know, so why did the movie bomb? Well, it bombed because of this. It bombed because of that. They never admit that it bombed because it was just, you know, exactly opposite of what people wanted to watch. That was the problem. And in fact, if you look at the top streaming movies, I'm not talking about released movies because that's even more impressive. Last year, 100% of the top movies, now I'm not talking about all the movies released, I'm talking about the ones that people chose at the box office, were movies with strong patriotic values and very strong patriotic values. The movies with pro-communist values and woke values and all that didn't even carry. So, you know, if Hollywood wants to survive, the audience is sending them a message that that's not what they want. Now, that said, you know, as I said to you before, there are movies with a lot of patriotic. I don't know whether you saw Greyhound with Tom Hanks, but it's about, you know, we had mothball destroyers from World War One. They were taking merchant ships over to supply England so they could survive the Nazis. It came out at the end of last year. It was one of our award winners. It was just a terrific movie, and it starts with prayer, and it's extremely patriotic. And, you know, even F9, which was the biggest movie so far, you know, Fast and Furious 9, probably written by a 9-year-old. But anyway, even that movie is very patriotic. Although it's silly, I mean, it's really silly. It's not the strongest one. And there's a lot of others. 1917, patriotic in terms of, you know, the West and England. Midway's, the 1517. So, you know, in Hollywood, there are people that are hunkering down. I told you, and we were discussing this a little bit before, like I gave you a quiz. Do you think this is a Hollywood movie or, you know, an independent film? And it's about, you know, a teacher in a school, the head of a school, trying to take the authority for the kids away from the parents. So two kids come to investigate the school, little babies, kindergarten, and to overthrow this teacher that's trying to impose his will over the parents. And the teacher is surrounded by little minions, and one of them is wearing one of the Soviet uniform hats. I mean, this movie is so conservative. My son Robbie looked at it and he said, he called me every 5 minutes. This movie is so conservative. Well, that was one of the biggest movies that came out, Boss Baby 2. Now, I know the writer. I know the producer. So it's not like this is, you know, rare. But these people are not the people that are standing on the soapbox and making a lot of noise. And maybe that's the problem, that most of us who are doing the good work are not making a lot of noise. And then there was one the next weekend that was very anti-communist, about two girls being trafficked and, you know, being neutered and getting together afterwards to stop the trafficking years later. There's a lot of movies that have this positive content and have content that supports parents and supports the country and supports, you know, the Pledge of Allegiance, et cetera. And they're just not the movies that the press recognizes. The press, it's so funny to me, Jerry, because the press does what it does with Suicide Squad, touting how good it is. And who wants to see Suicide Squad? They estimated that it would at least make $30 million on the first weekend. It made $24 million. In fact, nobody overseas wanted to see this movie, Jerry. This movie is dead on arrival.
This is the Reagan. This is the anti-Reagan one you're talking about, Suicide Squad.
Yeah.
Okay.
And who wants to see a bunch of, you know, of criminals being criminal?
And it's
not very pleasant.
In contrast, you're saying that movies with patriotic themes, and you gave me a list of them, including American Sniper, Unbroken, Captain America: Civil War, 1517 to Paris. I remember reading about that. I didn't get to see that movie, but that's one where basically some patriotic soldiers on board a train prevented some jihad or something like that. I forgot.
Right. And it was, of course, Clint Eastwood, who I know. And Clint Eastwood, you know, came over to me years ago when there were three little tables at a dinner. And he said, thank you for your review of Gran Torino, which was another great movie. He does great movies. He always has patriotism in him. There's a lot of people doing good, but they're not the people, you know, like Jon Stewart that everybody talks about. And I'm glad you're talking about it. In fact, you're making a difference because you're doing what nobody else talks about. I can tell you names, but, one person just is a film financier. I don't want to give out too much information, but he's very important. He's won a lot of awards. He's done a lot of movies. He's done a lot of the most patriotic movies and most patriotic DVDs. And if I tell you too much, you're going to know what it is. But he wrote an article on how to stop fake news, which was brilliant. If you have a news station and you file a complaint with the FCC about what's going on, then that has happened before to stop CBS and others dead in its track. It's a great article on movieguide.org. The trouble is, many years ago, a friend of mine, you know him, Jesse Helms, you knew him. He was wonderful. And he had been in broadcasting before he became, and he called me up and he said, CBS is for sale. We should get some conservatives to buy it. Nobody wanted to buy it. And I'm connected to a lot of people at big, organizations, wealthy organizations. And so a guy who was extreme left, a little theater owner from Boston, bought it. And he bought it for about $7 million. And he changed the board, and he took it further left. You don't think the conservatives could come up with $7 million?
Wow.
I don't know what we think we're doing, but we don't seem to care about the culture.
That's an interesting point. When I think about patriotic movies, even within 20 years, the last 20 years, they made a movie called Pearl Harbor, and it was very patriotic. I almost wonder, would they make a movie like that today, in light of the fact that, the Americans were the good guys?
Yeah, they did.
Well, it was 2001.
Like
I mean,
Greyhound.
Greyhound. Okay.
Like
all right. I see. Well, very good. That's good to know. And I do know that there's Hacksaw Ridge and there's Patriot, both of which are from Mel Gibson. And he's certainly, a lover of God and country.
Well, Jerry, I have an answer for you. Go to movieguide.org every week and you'll see a list of movies with positive Christian content. You'll see, the names of people who are passing on. And remember, a couple of years ago, there was a hyper-conservative organization that started out with three guys, John Voight, Gary Sinise, and another good friend of mine. And they started an organization of conservatives in Hollywood. And they gave it a name that sounded like it was not conservative, Friends of Abe. And
by the way, that means Friends of Abraham Lincoln, right? Friends of Abe?
Right.
Who was the founder of the first Republican president.
Was some agent. Yeah, they thought it was some agent, but they didn't know. anyway, one of the events was, you know, 3,000 people. One of them just came and taught my class in Utah. He's the head of the biggest production company. He's a conservative. He's a military brat. His parents were Christians. He's done, I can't tell you too much.
Okay.
The interesting thing, he's just done Dune. But the more I tell you, the more you're going to be able to figure out who it is. And especially the guy from Film Night Finance, he said, don't reveal my name. So a lot of them don't want their name because Hollywood is a club and it's very mean to these people. But these are the people that are earning the money. And 3,000, there are only 300 people who approve projects in Hollywood. And I could name a lot of them that are people of faith and values. I just met with one from the biggest streaming service, and they're doing great movies, like some of my favorites. Blue Miracle is a great movie. Vivo, anti-Cuban, anti-communist, very good movie. It just came out. There's a lot of good movies out there, and we have to support them because the newspapers are not going to tell you about them. And, you know, Rotten Tomatoes is not going to tell you. And I'm sorry to say that a lot of the so-called family sites, Common Sense is a little leftist, are not going to tell you about it. So, you know, if you want to know about it, go to movieguide.org. That's my pitch.
Well, Ted, we have about 1 minute left here. I'd like to ask you about patriotism in general. Do you think we could possibly turn a corner and start getting Americans to appreciate America again, and that could include our movies and television programs? I mean, it seems like right now there's been an awful lot of anti-American sentiment in the movies.
There's a lot of independent films that are reaching for Academy Awards that do have anti-American. They do not do well at the box office. 60% of the movies made are made by independents. And they generally do less than 2% of the box office. The problem that we have with all this is that we focus on the bad all the time, and therefore we feed the enemy. We feed the demons in our lives. We've got to start focusing on the good, lifting up the good, lifting up people who tell you the true, the good, and the beautiful. We've got to start being part of the good news. I mean, that's what overthrew the Roman Empire. Was good news. The Christians going and rescuing the elder. You wrote about it. You wrote a whole book about it. So you understand that. And there's so much good out there. So, you know, my best suggestion is go to movieguide.org, look at the Faith in Hollywood series, look at the patriotic films that we list there, support the good. You know, I'm always talking to radio people all the time. And they say, oh, I didn't see that. I didn't see that. But those are the biggest movies that you should see that have positive faith and values. So we're happy to help anybody to support the good.
So God bless Gary Sinise, and God bless the new and improved John Voight and Mel Gibson, those who are trying to, you know, make a difference in Hollywood for good.
And there are a lot of people that are making a difference that you never recognize their names. For instance, the director and writer of Boss Baby 2, which we talked about, who's extremely conservative, the head of production at Legendary, who's a military kid and a Christian and came and taught our class. There are a lot of big people, the man who's teaching our class next time, who made $14 billion at the box office.
Wow.
These are all patriotic people. He's a fourth-generation Presbyterian pastor, and his grandfather wanted him to become a pastor. He said, I'm doing pastoring through movies. But, you know, he's not out there running and yelling and screaming. The people making the most noise are the least percentage of the population. And we should just say, well, God be with you. You want to join the right side. The right side is doing better at the box office, believe me.
Okay. Ted Baer, always a pleasure. Movieguide.org. Thank you, Ted. All the best.
Have a great day.